In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they return every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Hi, welcome to episode 2 of Jim's Barbecue. Today we have Dylan.
Hello.
Jim.
Hey.
And myself, Mike. So how you guys doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
That's not what you said like an hour ago.
Well, I'm with you guys now, so it's all good.
Ah, that's good. Aw, that's sweet of you.
I'm feeling old, boys.
You're feeling old, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
My birthday was yesterday.
Your birthday?
Are you just going to repeat everything?
A big 2-5, right?
Yeah, quarter quell.
Holy shit.
I know.
Right. What was the what was the party then? At one point, the quarter of your life gone by or whatever.
Oh no, that was last year. My birthday party was one short of a quarter.
Oh, okay.
That was the joke because I was turning 24. Gotcha. But now I'm 25 and I'm a quarter of a century year old. And...
Awesome. Old and wise.
Awesome. So
I don't know about wise.
We'll get into that. Just a toast to you, Dylan. I'm drinking my Dick Laws Sweet Baby Jesus.
And Jim. I'm drinking Air Bocoran. Where is this from? A Spanish beer. It's made with Mediterranean seawater.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
But it's not salty or anything. It tastes like a like a Belgian golden ale.
Okay.
It's quite good, actually.
Well, for the uninitiated, we do drink some craft beer around here and some craft soda, if I'm not mistaken. The Sweet Baby Jesus is a chocolate peanut butter porter. So basically think like a Reese's peanut butter cup in beer form. hey, Jim, what do you got in your glass tonight?
I've got one of my all-time favorite Sprecher's cream soda.
We alluded to in the first episode.
Yeah, this shit is just good.
We really didn't allude to it. We had a flat out full conversation.
Do you think eventually we can get like a Sprecher sponsorship?
You know what? That's not a bad idea because I would I got like a case of it now. So.
Oh wow! Yeah, I think we should definitely continue to mention them and just see what we can do.
Maybe
we can get you like a Sprecher's T-shirt eventually.
Or a Sprecher's hockey jersey.
Ooh, Sprecher's hockey jersey. That would be Jim.
That would be one of a kind.
We should try to get some beer sponsorships, Mike.
We could try that. I got some people in mind that I can hit up for that.
I was just thinking of one probably, your boys over at Three Heads.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, they're all about the social media and getting their name out there and everything. And
should have them on the podcast.
We could do that. I could arrange that. Jeff loves to talk, you know, and I can talk with him and get him to do something like that. We get our listenership up. I'm sure he'd be more than happy to come on here, especially when they open up their new brewery in February of next year.
And they're opening that up. They're opening that up in El Salvador, right?
No, that would be in downtown Rochester, New York. And El Salvador, what the fuck?
Okay, that'll be the second brewery, the auxiliary brewery.
Yeah, I doubt that.
That would be one of them cool live ones if we could pull it off in the near future.
Oh, what? Like to get Jeff, maybe while you guys are, if you come up here?
Yeah, exactly, yep.
We might be able to do something like that. I'll see. I mean, his fucking schedule is crazy, but we might be able to track him down for, you know, 30, 40 minutes.
Hell yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll gladly talk beer, music, all sorts of shit, man. He's a cool dude.
As most beer people are.
Yeah. So you talked about getting older, huh? Well, I had a little bit of a issue with my knee, as I alluded to on the last podcast. And so I went to the doctor's.
It's the geriatric minute with Mike.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, wait till you hear this shit. But I'll tell you what, it's feeling great today. It's just...
It's like, I got it taken off, guys.
No, I didn't.
I don't feel a damn thing.
No, really, it does feel quite good. Like I feel a lot of strength in it today. So all day today, it felt great. But of course, I've been taking a lot of drugs to help with that. So who knows if that's attributing to that. I had my doctor's appointment last week, as I think I mentioned, and then I received a call like Friday afternoon to give them a call about my x-ray to see what was going on with that. And obviously, you know, doctor's office is closed on the weekend, so I called on Monday. And yeah, you're right. I'm a fucking geriatric. I got arthritis behind the kneecap and underneath the kneecap, as well as some bone spurs on the knee. So,
oh, Jesus, dude.
Yeah. So that's my pain. You know, they just told me to rest it and ice it and take that ibuprofen and get a knee brace and hopefully be back on the ice. I think next Monday I'm going to shoot for. And then.
That's better news than what you thought, though. I mean, you were.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking the worst. I'm usually pretty positive about things, but I was like, man, I'm betting it's going to be like a ligament damage or something like that. And thankfully, they didn't see anything wrong structurally. So that'll be pretty cool. As long as, you know, it holds up. If I continue to have issues with it, I'll end up calling them back up. They'll give me some steroid injections, probably go see an orthopedist to get it checked out, you know, then we'll go from there if it continues to give me issues. The other big part of that is also losing a little bit of weight, which after I get back from a upcoming vacation, I'll be going on a pretty intensive weight loss plan.
It's like you're going to have to cut back the amount of beer you drink.
I'm going to try not to. I'm just going to try and exercise and eat better and hope that will suffice. And then my cheats will be the high-calorie, huge beers that I drink. Because, I mean, really, I can cut out everything else. I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to food and shit. You know, like I can go, like if I'm told what to eat and what to do, I can do it. And, you know, it's no problem for me. The beer might be an issue, though, because I like tasty beer and, you know, light beers won't fucking cover it, man. Not once you go craft, you never go back, man.
No, it's
you
tough. Really
don't. You can't. It's just.
I mean,
when I travel for work occasionally, like, you know, I might have something like a Blue Moon or a Yingling, something like that. But I mean, it's like when you're at an Applebee's in like some podunk town in West Virginia, your choices are pretty fucking limited, Dylan. I mean, you Blue Moon, but like you're in a pretty good area for beer. So, I mean, you know, like the world is your oyster as far as that goes. I see your pictures on social media. I see what you're drinking when you go out. You're not having to like choose between Blue Moon, Coors Light, and Bud Light. I mean, what the fuck would you pick out of those three? If you wanted to have a beer, what would you pick?
Rum and Coke.
See, that's my point, though. I mean, you're kind of, I mean, but if you want something, a nice refreshing beer, I mean, I try and stay away from the soda even when mixed with rum
or like a gin and tonic.
Yeah I gotta go with Blue Moon though.
I probably would go with Bud Light. Although my mom did bring back a substantial amount of you're probably gonna kill me. I haven't had this beer in a long time. She brought back a substantial amount of Coors Light from her reunion, and I'm bringing it up to upstate New York with me this weekend.
Okay.
I will not lie. I had like four or five of them, like because I was doing yard work, and then I was like, so many in here. Yeah. I'll just drink a few, and I'm like, you know what? This isn't as bad as I remember, but it's still pretty bad.
So your reasoning behind drinking a few of them was there was just too many in there.
There was like, I just need to, thin the herd a little.
I mean, he's saying he was doing yard work. So, I mean, I was taking it as he was using it as a thirst quencher because really, I mean, Coors Light is water. So he was using it as a thirst quencher.
I had one last night at the end of my binge just because I was like, I could go for one more, but I really don't want to drink like something really strong. And I crushed it in like 5 minutes.
All right.
Or it could be the alternative. He doesn't want to show up with an unopened case. They can be like, hey, these were laying around, guys.
Well, they quite literally were.
You know what I'm always amazed at in Canada? Like the preoccupation. Like no, the shock top. It's it's like a thing up there. I can't figure it out.
I'm not big into shock top.
The problem with the beer up there, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Dylan, is that their laws are kind of weird, and
they're very weird.
Who they allow into their province-controlled stores is incredibly strict. So while there are some microbreweries and stuff up there, for them to even get in on the shelves in those places is difficult. So while like the LCBO does seem to be improving with their selection, it's kind of shitty because like a lot of those places are struggling to even get into those places.
Like we went to the LCBO and the beer store last time we were up there, and I was actually surprised to see some beers at the beer store, even though I've heard the beer store is pretty bad.
It's largely macro, from what I remember. I mean, the last
time there were some micros on there and stuff. So
yeah, a little
bit. The thing is, like the Canadian, like I don't know. I mean, there are like what, like 30, 40 Canadian microbrews.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more than that. I mean, your awareness level is only what it is. Ones that you've had, ones that you've seen.
I watched a video about them, and they said it's on the rise, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, like I know, like for instance, Scott Mosier, producer of Clerks and other movies with Kevin Smith. He's got partial ownership in one out of Vancouver.
Yeah.
What I've heard and what I've read about that area is that it's booming down out that way. I mean, we wouldn't know because, I mean, that's, you know, on the other side of the continent from us. So,
yeah.
I mean, we only know what we hear and see. And I had read something up about Vancouver recently, maybe in Beer Advocate or something like that. But it's a pretty popping beer community up there now.
Well, that makes sense for Ontario then. I never understood that, but every time we go out to play hockey, why Chad's like, hey, just find me some local brewer or some local craft that you think I'll like and just bring me some of it.
Yeah, because it's kind of minimal there. Speaking of Canada, we're kicking off the NHL season this week. That's almost like Christmas for me, man. I'm so happy to have the NHL come back. I mean, that's my number one sport. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so looking forward to the start of the season.
It's the only one I watch on TV, put it that way. I can't get into baseball on TV. I can go to a game at any time, but same with football, but I'm not a football guy where I sit down on Sunday and sit there and watch football all day either.
Yeah, it's tough. Go ahead.
I don't watch. The thing is, like, I don't watch it live, whereas I really just don't watch TV that much, like live television all that much. But hockey is the one that I will put on, and, you know, obviously because we all play it in our league and stuff like that. And it's the one I enjoy the most. It's just I think it's the most enjoyable one to actually watch.
Yeah, I mean, at best, I might get through, like, maybe a game and a little bit more of, like, a NFL, like, on a given Sunday. But
Any given Sunday.
I really enjoyed, actually, this past week, they had the Miami and the New York Jets on at, like, 9:30. That was great because I was eating breakfast and drinking coffee and watching it. And that typically what I'm doing at that time of the day is watching English Premier League. Which I also had on my tablet at the same time, but I love that early morning stuff. It's kind of like my Saturday or Sunday morning cartoons. I'll watch the soccer that early because it's kind of entertaining to me. But the football, I can't make it more than a game or so. I just can't pay attention that much to it.
I only watch it when I go to someone's house and it's on and there's beer and some hot wings.
There you go.
Oh, hot wings now. There's another.
Oh, wait. Hot wings, or do you call them buffalo wings?
No, buffalo wings.
Okay. I'm just curious. I was just wondering if it was like maybe a regional dialect.
Yeah. We usually just call them wings.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. I was just curious. So, I mean, who's your team, Dylan? Is it the New Jersey Devils?
It's indeed the Devils, and they're shaping up to have probably a pretty bad year.
Well, I mean, there's one thing to look forward to this year with them,
and that next year will be better.
Well, yeah, but no, I mean, they made a big announcement today. They're retiring Marty Brodeur's jersey in February.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's wonderful and great and all, but it doesn't mean my team's
well. Yeah, well, like I said, one thing to look forward to.
The one thing.
Yeah, the one thing to look forward
to. I'm going to have to probably follow some other teams that I like the Blackhawks or the Sharks. Or.
Oh, fuck. I mean, you pick the Blackhawks as the team to follow. I mean, so they've won what, three cups out of the last whatever how many? Five, six, or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You picked a win. Yeah.
Dylan can pick himself a winner, that's for sure.
They definitely have a revamped team this year. They let some players go via free agency, traded some players. That's going to be a different looking team there in Chicago.
Have you guys seen Yara Yager's mullet?
I haven't yet. I saw you reference something about it.
I saw it last night when I was really under the influence, and I believe I described it as a birthday travesty.
So, like,
I did hear he was growing back his original mullet from when he started playing.
Oh, it's pretty ugly.
He did rock a pretty solid one though back in the day.
I can't imagine what that would look like now. I mean, it's got to look stupid. I mean, it looked stupid back then, but...
Mullet never looked good here.
God, all I'm seeing are, like... they had, like, an article on ESPN about it, and all I'm seeing are, like, old pictures of him, like, in a Penguins jersey.
I went on my browser, I type in Jaromir Jagr, and the third thing that it comes up is Jaromir Jagr mullet.
Yeah, I did the same thing. And
I just typed in Jagr and hit space.
It's just, like, it's insane. Yeah. Look at that thing. Yeah. It's huge. It looks like there's a dead animal on his head.
I was going to say it looks like a cat.
or it looks like a beaver hat.
The other fun thing I think we got you into last year, Dylan, with hockey was fantasy hockey.
Yes, which I am back with a double vengeance this year.
Double vengeance? Are you actually going to pick players that are playing this year?
Shut up.
Well, I mean, I'm just making sure that you're set.
I did no such thing this year.
You are picking players that are playing.
Yes. Hopefully. Okay.
Like they're not retired or, I mean, in jail, like Sean Avery or anything like that.
Oh wow! One of my centers is already off. Tyler Johnson.
Tyler Johnson, Tampa Bay, I believe.
Tampa Bay. He had an upper back injury, I believe.
Wow.
I think I completely forgot to move my guys around today.
Well, okay. Well, that's okay, but that's kind of boring to talk about. But
I've got two guys already on DTD. All right. Well, whatever.
Right. Well, you'll have to look at that a little bit later. So Jim hit me to something to kind of look at before we did the podcast. Actually, he hit me to it last night. We're fun fantasy hockey league team names. So I did a little research and I found a few that I liked. I don't know if Jib did any or found any. One I actually saw, and then I realized that a guy in our fantasy league is actually using it. So he must have done the same search.
I think I know where you're going with this one.
Well, the first one, I don't quite get it, but I like the guy. He's a guy I actually play ice hockey with. His team name is, and he's a Bruins fan, so it kind of works, is Krug's Not Drugs.
Yeah, I caught that myself.
Krug's Not Drugs.
Yeah. So I saw that one on a website. So I think he probably Googled it and found that one because it was amongst the site that I went to and found a bunch of other ones that I enjoyed.
Another one was a good one that I seen was Grew Your Own Way.
Oh, that's a good one. How about Vanek at the Disco?
Vanek at the Disco?
That one's good for the hipster Dylan, I think.
Oh, no. I fucking hate that band. That's terrible. Terrible band.
Okay, well, you mentioned Jagr. How about this one? But this one's a little bit of a thinker, but Moves Like Jagr.
Well, it's like Moves Like Jagr.
Yes, there you go.
It's another terrible band.
Yeah. Doan Bring Me Down. I like that one.
How about Bros Before Hosas?
Oh, that's good. I didn't see that one. That's pretty good.
Okay, I got a couple more.
What else?
Eberly Hills 90210.
That's good. I didn't see that one either.
Okay, and I got one more. Guy that used to be on the Bruins, and he went to the Sharks, maybe? I can't remember. Lucic and Chong.
Lucic and Chong.
Yes, I knew you would like that one, Dylan.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I was kind of amused by that. I was just thinking, I was like, man, what the hell is Jim talking about? So then I went and I looked, and sure enough, there it was.
Yeah, another one that I came across that I thought was pretty good was the Biega Bang Theory.
Wait, what was it?
The Biega Bang Theory.
Biega. Who is it referencing? Like, what player?
Now you're asking a lot.
Because I'm not picking up the beginning part there. Like, what player
that
is?
You just
made
it sound like so much work.
What is it? B-I-E-G-A?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I'm Googling it now.
Huh. I don't know what player that would be. It doesn't... Biega Bang Theory, huh? I mean, obviously, it's like Big Bang Theory, the television show, but...
Right, that's what caught my eye with it, but I'm not coming up with anything either.
Huh. Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe I'll just
I looked at a few of them and went, man, those are some obscure players. So I kind of just stuck with the ones that I thought would be interesting.
Oh, God. Okay. This guy's over in Moscow or something. Polska Biega.
Oh, Jesus. No wonder.
Yeah. That's out there.
Yeah, that might be a little too deep.
Smoking Buddha.
Smoking Buddha.
B-U-D-A-J.
Oh, the goalie, Peter Buddha. Yeah. That's a good one. So, Jim, you posted a video online.
Oh.
That looked like maybe you were at an FYE.
Like a department store.
Yeah, it was an FYE.
Okay.
It looked like an FYE. What the hell was going on there?
Because it kind of looks like an employee's stripping down a mannequin, and then it looks like he's going to go dry hump it or something.
That's where it looked like it was headed, and then it cut off. And Jim was somehow involved because he was trying to get the pants.
Well, exactly.
He was trying to get the pants.
Got
to
get those pants off. But so... I was out and about yesterday over in the Pittsburgh area, so I was by one of the malls over there, so went in. I always look for different things, or like geeky swag, whatever you may call it. My daughter's into that kind of stuff too, so I'll take pictures of cool stuff I see, it text it to her, and I get the thumb up or thumb down, and it gives me better ideas, like, you know, for birthdays, Christmas, kind of like if I see something and she's like, oh yeah, that's pretty sweet, I'll buy it and save it for Christmas, whatever, you know.
I just watched the video again. Dude, your laugh is ridiculous.
It was hilarious. So, go into this FYE for the first time, and I'm a huge Transformers fan. So, in this very obscure spot in the bottom part of the corner over there, as you walk in of the store, they have these like little beanie hats, and my eye like zeroed in on it. So, of course, I had to buy one of those. But I got that and something else, and... took a couple pictures, and she was out and about because she just got her permit and driving, and didn't text me back till later. So I ended up going back. It was a I don't know what you'd call them, the scarves that girls wear. They're huge, and they wear them around
like
their neck, and they
like
drape down.
The infinity scarves.
I don't know.
They the ones? It's like a ring. Like that's not like a it's not like an open piece. It's like a big it's like an O.
No,
you wrap
no,
it around.
It's
oh, okay.
Like, I guess they're more fashionable than anything. It's not. It doesn't keep you warm. It's more of a accessory, I guess.
Sure.
Sounds kind of like what Dylan's describing.
So she loves R2-D2 because that's my favorite Star Wars character, and it was an R2-D2 one. So I took a picture of it and. I had already left the store, so she texts back. She's like, oh, yeah, I'd definitely wear that. So I'm like, all right, her birthday's coming up, you know. So I go back and get it. While they're doing that, they're putting out these R2-D2 yoga pants, which you'll see in the video if you go out to the Facebook page and watch it.
That's what those were.
And I had already spent some considerable amount of time in there and returned, so got to you know, make some bonding, long-lasting relationships with the employees. And
future guests on Jim's Barbecue.
Exactly.
If we can, we'll put a link to that up on the Jim's Barbecue Podcast Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So
we're all about the content here.
We can put tons of content up. I'm sure there's different things we can reference and put up pictures and whatnot.
Oh, fuck yeah, we will.
And, our Facebook page is just going to be a constant stream of the most random shit ever. Well, check out this FYE in Buttfuck Nowhere, Ohio.
No, it won't be, because we'll be discussing the stuff we put up, dude. Like, if we talk with Jeff, like, at Three Heads, we'll put some Three Heads shit up
there. Well, that makes sense.
But that's what we'll put up. We won't put up, like, you know, just bullshit, like, you know.
Taking another poop today.
Dylan smoked this Elsa Salvador cigar, and we don't talk about it, you know, or whatever.
I can't remember what you were just, when you were just talking, Dylan, it popped a picture in my head, and I'm like, we could put that up there too. But
oh, the picture of me smoking the cigar.
Oh yeah, definitely one of my favorite, if not the most,
that should be my profile picture.
Did we discuss that on the last podcast, or was that part of the birthday discussion?
No, I think we talked about it, but I'm not sure if we were recording.
We were going to talk about Beer Fest entirely at another juncture.
Okay,
so anyway, sorry Jim, we got sidetracked.
Oh no, I expect derailment all the time. So I go back into the store, get that, come back in, and the guy goes to me, he's like, yeah, he goes, since you're a fan of R2D2, he goes, which who would have thought, yoga pants? And I'm like, well, I didn't buy the scarf for myself, it was for my daughter. And, of course, you know, she likes yoga pants because they're comfortable. They're like, I don't know, the sweatpants for girls, or basketball shorts for girls, if you would.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that Mike Crandall likes his basketball shorts. So he's putting them out there. So I take a picture of it, not thinking to myself, I'm like, there's no way she's going to like these. So I took a picture of it, sent it to her. Like 20 minutes later, she texts back. She goes, oh, my God, yes, with like tons of exclamation points. And I'm like, all right. So
meant to send that to her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she's like, oh, fuck, Dad, I like the pants, but that wasn't for you.
I go back yet again for the third time to this place. And I walk in, and the dude's like, hey, what's up? So, I'm like, yeah, I sent a picture of my daughter. She actually loved the yoga pants, so I need to get a pair. He goes, what size? So I'm like, yeah, I need a small. So he goes through the stack they have. They don't have, the only small they have is on the mannequin.
So, at this point, Jim is actually wearing the scarf.
Yeah, I've got a scarf.
He's like, I was cold.
A Transformers beanie. I mean, I'm a poster boy for FYE at this moment. But so the manager comes out, and he goes, what are you doing here again? And I'm like, Jesus, you know, it is kind of comical. And I'm like, I just want to go at this point. I'm like, let me get my stuff and go.
You're like, give me my yoga pants and let me leave.
I mean, it's to the point now where they're like, God, this guy just won't fucking go away, man. So he goes,
you were like, you were like the anti Walt Flanagan from back in the day. Yeah. Except you were actually like giving them, you know, a profit.
Yeah, I was buying merchandise. So the manager comes out, and the guy that I told I wanted to get him, he's like, so what do I do? And he goes, well, then you take him off the mannequin. It's not that hard to figure out. So they're arguing about it. So the dude goes to grab the mannequin, and it was must have been an extremely lightweight one. So he's standing behind it, turns around, grabs it, and grabs, like, the boobs on the mannequin. So he goes to move it, and the manager's looking at him, and he just puts his head down, starts shaking. He goes, could you have been any more provocative with it? And at that point, I was like, that would have been an awesome Snapchat for Dylan, because me and Dylan will Snapchat just stupid stuff back and forth all the time. And I'm like, that would have been just epic to send that. As the manager, who I did get to know, his name's Scott, tells the other employee, could you have been any more provocative about it? The guy, like, starts grinding, like, feeling all up on this mannequin, like, leans it up against the wall.
So,
like,
so the answer was yes, he could be more provocative.
Exactly, he's going to show him. So he, like, starts basically feeling this mannequin up and kind of, like, starts grinding on it or whatever. And at that point, I just start howling. And I'm like, holy shit, this fucking needs to happen, like a Snapchat. So I go to get my camera out to Snapchat, which they I thought they would have been like, what are you doing? They didn't even give a shit. I get it out, and at that point, the guy's trying to get the pants off the mannequin. The mannequin's, like, high in the air and they're like pulling the pants off it and everything. And that's when I start filming, and that's what you guys got to see yesterday when I sent.
Dude, I was so confused when you sent it to me. I'm like, what the fuck? Where is he? What is going on here?
I wish I would have been able to capture the first two parts, because him just grabbing, and it was innocent. He like just grabs her by the boobs and moves her, and the guy's like, "Can you be any more provocative?" And of course, he just goes with it. But by the time the third scene comes around, which I did get to record, you know, the guy's got the mannequin in the air. They're ripping the pants off, and he's tripping over the mannequin. Whatever else that you guys seen,
he basically just mounts it at the end of the video.
Yeah, exactly. And as he's walking away,
he bent it over like one of like the sales racks, and looked like he was getting ready to like just mount it from the back, and then all of a sudden he turns and goes to hand you the pants,
and all you hear is Jim just like howling with laughter.
Yeah, I mean it was great. It was great that he bent it over, and he like the like some of the specifics of it that he put his hand on
its
back.
I'm gonna watch it again.
Yeah, I mean that he put his hand on the back of the mannequin, like he was forcing the mannequin down onto the rack, and then he turns to hand the pants to you. Like you were like a accomplice in what he was about to do.
Exactly. Yep. That's why I wish I would have.
I'm watching it on the big screen, so like he picks up the pants. He like literally looks at the thing's ass crack for like a hot second, and then he leans it down, and he's just like right on top of this fucking thing. Oh my god, that's so funny. God.
That was great. Oh man.
Yeah, that's why I said I wish I for how funny that part is, I wish I would have the beginnings of it or just recorded the whole thing, because the Snapchats are only 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So literally this thing plays longer in your mind than it really is, because it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, that is funny.
But sure, but like I mean the you know, like we could definitely understand where it came from like before that, but like what we got to see was gold.
Yeah, the whole thing was, and that's why I couldn't let it go without capturing some moment of it.
Definitely got to put that up on the page.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, that's definitely page worthy.
It's funny too when I was leaving
Facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Listen to the radio sorry, Jim. Voice come out. It's like a brief intermission for studio identification.
Yes.
But, yeah, as I was leaving, too, he's like, what are you doing with that? I was like, oh, me and my buddy Snapchat all the time. And he's like, really? He goes, I hope he enjoys it. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? He'll be viral and famous by tomorrow.
And then he looked at you and goes, no, I hope he enjoys it.
He's like, what's his number?
Anyway,
what's his Snapchat handle?
Yeah, but it was weird, though, when I said I was I told him I was going to Snapchat it before I even started filming. And I don't know if, like, they knew what Snapchat was or if it was just, like, the cue. Like, since I was going to Snapchat it, it made it all okay.
Hmm.
Like, I could have seen them at first being like, whoa, what are you doing? But I was like, hey, I got to Snapchat this to my buddy, and, like, whipped it out, not the phone, and started recording. And then, as you guys seen, what ensued. But, yeah, not, they didn't even bat an eye. It didn't even care.
Yeah, I know like some retail stores might have issues with people filming in the store, especially their employees, but I bet FYE really doesn't give a shit. They're just happy that they actually had a customer in the store, I bet.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they're going to be closing soon.
Well, that I mean, FYE basically assimilated Suncoast, although I thought Suncoast was the superior store.
Yeah, well, they were, but I worked for a Suncoast subsidiary, but their business was shit too.
Yeah, but they had so much cool stuff.
They did.
Like they had all the cool like movie memorabilia and action figures and stuff.
It was. Those were the days.
Yeah, Suncoast. I loved going in Suncoast back in the day. I thought they completely went out of business. There's a mall down by my sister in Dayton, and there's a Suncoast in there.
Huh. I wonder if somebody bought the name.
Could be. It's got the neon entranceway, everything.
Huh.
Yeah, Walt Flanagan.
It is.
Walt Flanagan.
And it's connected. Like you can go inside the FYE, which is next to it. Like there's a walkway between the two stores too. So I wonder
if
it's just FYE that, you know, kept that store open in Dayton for some reason.
Could have. Were you going to say something, Dylan?
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Oh. No, that was me. I was just going to say that the cool stuff that store has is probably the only thing that keeps it going, because nobody buys music or movies the way they used to.
Except for me. Because I'm old.
Except for you.
Everything I do is digital now, man. I don't own any.
Yeah, I just like got my Spotify account hooked up, and I'm like, I have so much music I want to listen to, and I finally have a means to do it. That's legal-ish.
Yeah, it is.
Let's put it this way. I wasn't listening to music the legal way for a long time.
You probably own most of it to begin with anyway, though.
No, a lot of stuff I acquired through other means.
Yeah. As long as it wasn't Metallica, you're probably fine.
I think I downloaded some Metallica here and there.
Sweet Jesus, Dylan. I'm trying to throw you a bone, man.
Oh, whatever. You hear that, Lars? Suck my dick.
He was hoping that you downloaded the Lulu album.
Oh, you couldn't fucking pay me to download that.
You know what's funny as hell about that? I've told Dylan this story before. You've never heard it. It was years and years and years ago, and I can't even remember the place I was. I used to go places with my cousins all the time because they were 4 years older than me. So, like, when I was a freshman in high school, you know, they were all seniors in high school and, you know, college the next year or whatever. So, especially when I got my license, and as we alluded to last time, I'm not a big drinker, so I was always the DD for different places. And we were at some place for in Cleveland, and it was a hole-in-the-wall bar. It wasn't a small bar, but, I mean, it had a pretty big, you know, stage, and, you know, the place filled up real good. And Metallica was there and played, and it was trying to think if it was – it had to be right before Ride the Lightning. So
it was probably like Master of Puppets or
– Yeah, I'm thinking
– Or Kill 'Em All or something.
I'm thinking in between Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning, but Kill 'Em All
was
first, wasn't it?
Kill 'Em All and then Ride the Lightning and then Master of Puppets. I was going to say anything beyond Ride the Lightning, there's no way you were seeing them anywhere small.
Okay, so no, it had to be Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning era.
Yeah, then. Yeah, it had to be.
And it was just something else, because at the time, I mean, there wasn't much out there that sounded like that, you know, was easily accessible, so to say. And, you know, instantly liked it, but, you know, afterwards, they were around talking to everybody. They were handing out, like, cassettes and everything, saying, listen to our music, tell your friends about us. You know, it just blew my mind that those were the same guys.
Yeah.
You know, forward 20-some years.
Yeah, largely. I mean, they were grassroots, back in, like, the early 80s. I mean, it's amazing what they've become. I mean, it's just, you know, a nature of the beast of, you know, selling 5 billion albums, you know, at once, you know, there's not much you can do. And I mean, you could see the writing was on the wall, even with like when Injustice for All came out and even Master of Puppets, that their music was becoming more accessible to mainstream. Cause, I mean, Master of Puppets is just an amazing album, and those songs are just fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, I think Master of Puppets is my favorite album.
Yeah.
Mine's Ride the Lightning. I think that's the best one.
It's probably got my favorite song on it. Bell Tolls.
Yeah, it's a great song. I still don't think the Black Album is that bad.
No, neither do I. Actually, I think their last album was really good. I thought Death Magnetic was excellent.
It was okay.
I mean,
it was okay at best, I think.
If you compare it to the ones previous, like Saint Anger was,
or Load and Reload, and
Load and Reload had enough material on it for a good album. If they would have gotten rid of some of the other shit,
like that terrible snare drum.
Well, no, that was Saint Anger.
Oh, that was Saint Anger.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was just kind of like I don't know. I guess it just goes to show, like, I just am not that interested in, like, them as a band and what they do anymore, because, like, I don't know, they're just, they don't seem, like, I love the old stuff, but what they do is, like, it just isn't that interesting, you know? Which is weird, because, like, I've been listening to the new Iron Maiden album, and I'm like, these guys have been around even longer than Metallica, and I still think that they're putting out really good, like, you know, it may not be the most different sounding because of the genre, but, you know, it's still, like, I think it's phenomenal. Like, the musicianship is unreal.
Yeah. I mean, I like what Metallica did for, like, their 30th anniversary. That was really cool. They did four shows in San Francisco, yeah. And then you could buy the downloads of them, and they, like, the entire four shows were unique, except for Seek and Destroy. So that was kind of cool. And, I mean, they had all sorts of people come in, too, that, like, were part of the band or were associated with the band throughout the history. So that was pretty cool, too. But, yeah, I mean, I'd like to see what they do next as far as new music goes. But that's the key is new music. Like, I mean, we were talking about, you know, picking up albums. I picked up Collective Soul's latest album. And I'm a huge fan of them. And I know it might not be up your alley, Dylan, but I think they put out some great rock.
Except that one song. Yeah. That one song. It was like, yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Shine. Yes.
I like Dylan's rendition.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, I bought that that song off of iTunes years ago because I used to hear it on 92.3 K-Rock all the time when, you know, the radio was still a thing.
Right.
And I bought it for like 59 cents as opposed to 99 cents somehow.
Huh.
It was weird. But anyway.
But yeah, I mean, they just put out a new album, their first album in 6 years, and it's pretty good.
So you can't literally end a conversation like that. What'd you do with the extra 40 cents?
Yeah. Did you buy another song?
I didn't have to spend, I don't know.
Did you buy something from of Montreal or something? Or
why is it of Montreal like the go-to band for me?
I don't know, just because of that sticker.
That sticker we saw the one time?
That we saw? No, I gave it to you.
That you gave to me?
Charlotte.
I might have put it on my, I think I actually may have put it on my my beer cooler as a joke.
We'll see. See, it's got special meaning then.
Maybe you,
I couldn't tell you one of Montreal song though.
Oh, neither could I. I just
Are they even a Canadian band?
Fuck, I don't know.
I gotta find out now. Like, are they actually of Montreal?
I have no idea.
I'm about to find out.
Can we be like a lot of other podcasts and just be like a fountain of misinformation?
Why? We literally have the internet in front of us.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like there's all these podcasts where like they have that ability too. They have phones in front of them and they can't multitask. They can't talk and look shit up at the same time. I mean, what the fuck? Why wouldn't you just look that up quickly and go, oh, they're based out of Dallas, Texas.
No, they're actually from Athens, Georgia.
Well, see, I was much closer than Montreal.
From in 1996. Oh, they're actually, wow.
Wow, they've been around for a while.
They have been around for a while.
They've been around for almost as long as Collective Soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question I want to ask Mike since we're on the band.
Yeah.
One of the questions me and Dylan were part of for Trivial Debates was what was it, favorite classic band or something like that?
Oh, what, it was who's the best rock supergroup from 1965 onward?
No, it was classic band because you kind of defended me but then slammed me at the same time. But
wait, supergroup or no, just like band?
So
classic band.
What okay. Do you consider classic as far as like?
Was this when I was hosting?
Yeah, because remember I picked Guns N' Roses.
Okay. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I picked Guns N' Roses for a classic band.
Oh, I wasn't. I don't think I was hosting. I think I was just debating.
But anyway, my question is to you, Mike, since you're very.
Oh, it was classic rock. Classic rock.
Classic rock. That's it. So what is the definition of classic rock to you? Like, how much time has to pass?
How much time has to pass or what era are they from? I mean, I would say anything pre-1990 is classic rock.
Okay, so that's the way I was going with it, too. That's why I picked, you know, Guns N' Roses. And
you know what? I mean, they had a great run, but it was incredibly short.
It was 6 years.
Still, dude, yeah. Even though Axl's a dick, dude, I still will listen to those.
Absolutely, dude. I love Appetite. I love the Illusion albums. Lies has some good moments. The live album they put out is decent. Spaghetti Incident is shit, but yeah. I mean,
it's all covers, isn't it?
Yeah.
With
what, but
like
I mean,
two live songs or something.
But I totally bought in on like all of like even like the side projects like Slash's Snake Pit.
Oh yeah.
The album they put out in 95, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, is what the next Guns N' Roses album should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, it was so fucking amazing. I actually had a chance to see it and I couldn't because I had to work when they were playing in Buffalo when I was going to school up there, and I regret it since. I would have, oh my god. You know, that's why I was so hyped to see when we went to Charlotte, Dylan. I was so hyped to see Slash.
Yeah.
Because that was literally the next chance I got to see Slash was that show.
I just saw Slash, like, not too long ago.
I don't know. Even Velvet Revolver, I think, was friggin' a great.
Yeah.
They weren't bad.
And then I even got into, like Gilby Clark. He was, like, the rhythm guitarist after Izzy Stradlin left. Like, I got into his solo albums, and those were good. Those were some good, like, they had some good rock moments, but then he kind of went a little punk too. It was, man, there was some killer stuff, and I'm just sitting there going, what the fuck is Axl doing? And then he put out Chinese Democracy.
Yeah, like 5 million years later.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
I still didn't get my free fucking Dr. Pepper.
To go all the way back. Yeah, I think that offer expired, dude.
No, I had I printed out the coupon online. And I went to 7-Eleven. I said, go to any 7-Eleven. And I gave him, I said, hey, I got this coupon. Give me my free Dr. Pepper. And I still have to pay like 59 cents for it. And I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
From the song you saved was too.
But to answer your question, I wouldn't consider them that greatest. Oh my gosh. After seeing them this summer, I have a hard time not saying the Stones. Oh my god, dude, they were just so fucking good. Zeppelin, even though they lifted so much of their shit from everybody else, then again, who hasn't? I mean, you would have thought that I would have said like the Allman Brothers or something like that, but no, man. I mean, you're saying classic rock. I'd go with Zeppelin or the Stones easily.
I'd probably go Pink Floyd. That was my argument.
I could see that, but I mean, they're great. I love the music that they put out. I mean, Animals is one of my favorite albums ever, but I can't put them up in that.
But I like them because they're a little more experimental.
Sure. I get that.
Like, I would sooner say, like, Yes or King Crimson. But those are all
now
like
now you're
crazy,
just fucking out there.
Like
I mean,
those are like the crazier, like the progressive rock bands, you know?
Yeah, that's not, they're not even, yeah.
Gentle Giant. I mean, this is like some old school progressive rock.
Yeah. Yeah. I know who they are, but yeah, you're not even in the same.
Bet you guys haven't heard of Captain Beyond.
Captain Beyond. No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, they're fucking awesome. You should, let me see who, I forget who's in that band.
We were talking like new music, and you mentioned the Iron Maiden. Did you check out the new Queensryche album?
No, I haven't gotten around to that.
And then the other one I'm kind of excited about is the new Winery Dogs.
I haven't really checked out the Winery Dogs. I mean,
that would sound like it was right up your fucking alley.
Well, yeah, because it's got Mike Portnoy in it.
Richie Kotzen, Billy Sheehan. I mean, that sounds like it's.
I haven't given them a listen, but I mean, I think Mike's a great drummer, and he's from like pretty much my favorite band of all time.
Right.
So I'd have to give him a listen. I mean, one of my favorite albums anyway this year is from this crazy band called Ghost.
Hmm.
And their shtick is it's like six guys, and five of the guys dress up in like these. Like tunic, like these all black like tunics and cloaks, and they wear like devil masks, and no one knows who they are, and they're all amazing musicians. And then the lead singer, I'm probably gonna lose you guys with this, but his name is Papa Emeritus, and he dresses up like basically like the anti-pope. He's got like a black cloak, and he's got like a skull face, and he has like the big pope hat with an upside down cross on it. And all their songs are just like blatantly about like Satan and shit. And it's
they should tour with that woman that we saw.
We're gonna have to cut this part out again because we talked about this yesterday or on the last podcast.
What the fuck was the name of that woman did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did. We literally had the same conversation yesterday.
I didn't talk to you about this.
I could have sworn that we did. Well,
I didn't talk to you yesterday.
Or not yesterday, but like when we were recording. That's what I meant.
Oh.
Sunday.
We had the last episode was recorded Sunday, but I can't even remember the name of that band. I'd remember.
Who, the one we saw at Rebellion?
Yeah, the woman with the long arms and all that shit.
Oh, I think it's In This Moment.
Is that it?
It was very theatrical.
And she almost had like a
like a white suit on,
and then she had like a lectern? Is that what it's called?
Oh, like an electric chair?
No. Like a thing that like they would stand up at church, and like a pedestal type thing with a thing to put the Bible on.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm looking. Yeah. I know.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I had a fun thing happen yesterday. Liz and I are taking an upcoming trip, which we'll definitely have lots to talk about when we get back. I was, you know, getting some luggage ready and stuff, you know, because we're gonna be flying out soon, and I wanted to make.
I was wondering why you had suitcase written down.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting to.
No, I know, but
now you're talking about the format.
I know, but I couldn't figure out why it was there.
Well, because I didn't want to give away the story. So
okay.
I shortened it down. There was going to be another word after that, and then I shortened it. I'm bringing her suitcases up, and I'm getting mine out. And man, mine take a beating because I travel a little bit for work, and so I use my suitcase quite often. And
okay.
So I go and I'm looking at it, and I was like, man, I knew I had like a pretty significant hole in the near where the zipper is. And I was like, shit, man, I don't know if I want to fly with this and potentially have shit flying out of my suitcase. Cause it, I mean, a good, you know, 5 to 6 inches of space like that could, you know, stuff could potentially come out, you know? So I'm talking to Liz about going, man, I don't know what I should do. I checked with Sean to see if he had one that I could borrow, and he doesn't. I checked with my parents. They don't have one that I could borrow. She's like, well, why don't you look at gluing it? I'm like, okay. She's like, actually, and I'm going to ask you guys a question before I go into this next part. Do you know what Gorilla Glue is?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
That's some strong shit, Mike.
Well, yeah, it is. So you know what the color of it is when it's in the bottle, right?
Is it dark?
Like, yeah, it's like amber. It's like an amber color, almost like a darkish orangish color, right? So I go and I'm looking at this, and I'm doing this in the kitchen. I spread it, or she actually had a nice bottle of it where it had like its own little nozzle type thing. So I'm like, oh, sweet. So I spread this along this seam where it's that this big ass hole is, right? And I spread it along and I spread it along, and I get it all set, and I'm holding it there for a little bit, and I'm like, all right, I'll let that set. So I come back to it an hour later, and do you know how that stuff dries? Like what color it turns into when it dries?
Like a cream color?
Yeah.
It's a cream color. So bear in mind I did that like on the outside of the suitcase.
Ooh.
So it looked like I had like a big ass like dripping cum stain on the outside of the
Yeah, plus when really it dries, doesn't it kind of foam up a little bit?
What's that?
When it dries too, doesn't it kind of foam up a little bit too?
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I knew where you were going with that, and I was wondering. I was honestly wondering what word you were going to use to describe it, because I knew what you were going to compare it to, and I'm like, oh, what word is he going to use?
I almost used jizz or spooge, maybe. That's a good one.
Spooge.
Spooge. Our good friend Teresa really enjoys the word spooge.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. But I think it's more of the sound of it than anything else. Because, I mean, it's just got a good, like, sound effect to it, you know? Like, it's just spooge. Thankfully, Amazon exists and Amazon Prime exists. So yeah, I got a new suitcase coming.
Well, that's good.
What's that?
I would hope so after that.
Yeah, I was like, I took a look at it. I was like, Liz, you want to take a look at this? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I can't use that. And she's like, I wouldn't. So
just
that's
like covered in jism.
Pretty much. Yeah, so that's the suitcase story. And now you know why.
It's a good story.
I had that on there. Yeah, I mean, it's a quick little one, but I thought you guys would get a kick out of it. It's just one of those little life stories, you know, that came up and literally.
Boo. Actually, that's pretty funny.
So, yeah, after we get back from that, which should be in a few weeks, I'll have some stories about that trip and where we're headed and what we're doing. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun, interesting things. There'll be definitely be some beer involved. I can't wait to talk to you guys about that. And maybe I'll post some videos, too, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. I keep trying to remember what the hell that is, and I got to think about it for a second.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be away this weekend too, so probably have some good stories.
Yeah, yeah, we will definitely have to discuss those, Dylan, because I'm sure. I mean, with your 30 pack of Coors Light or whatever you have going on, nothing good is going to come of that.
No, man,
keep going with the comb.
Yeah.
We're going up to.
I mean, Dylan probably hopes so. I mean,
we're going up to my friend's lake house in like upstate New York, and it's, you know, obviously, you know, really nice house right on, you know, like a 20, like maybe not 20 feet, maybe like 150, 200 feet from the lake. Gorgeous view. And, my friends constantly say like they might kill me while I'm up there.
How far upstate are you going to be?
About 2 hours.
Oh, okay. So not that far up.
Not like all by you or anything.
Oh, no, no. I was going to say if you're coming up to like one of the Finger Lakes, I got an event that you should go to.
No. I mean, it would probably be. No, we're about, I'm trying to think like where.
Well, no, the event wasn't up here. It was down south of here.
I know. Yeah. Although actually, Mike, I may be taking a road trip up to the Finger Lakes, next summer.
Okay.
So, with the family, and by family I mean my mom, so and a couple other people, so
we can pod with MVP Kit.
Yeah, maybe we could probably get a meet up with you somewhere.
Sure,
you know, we're always around. Like, Ithaca is kind of a hike, but that's kind of the area we're going to be in.
It's not too bad.
So
it's not too bad, and there's tons of shit to do around there. We could always make a day of it and do other shit while we're there.
Yeah, it's a cool town, man.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Well, I'm going to a concert in November. Let me just see. I might be able to make this work.
You're going to a concert. What a surprise.
Oh, Dylan.
I'm going to a concert Thursday. I'm going to see King Diamond.
Ooh, King Diamond.
Why is it called the PlayStation Theater? He's at the Best Buy Theater, not the PlayStation Theater.
And maybe Sony paid more money.
I wonder if they changed it. Hang on.
You sounded so angry about the name being different.
PlayStation sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's awesome.
As I say, it's too.
What the fuck? They renamed this? This used to be the Nokia Theater. Oh my fucking god, you gotta be kidding me. There's literally a venue in New York City now called the PlayStation Theater.
Can I ask why you're so animated about this?
Yeah.
It's blowing my fucking mind that there's a venue named after a gaming console.
I'm kind of taken back by all this. What do you think, Mike, that he cares as much?
This is shocking.
This is weird.
Blowing. It's, oh my god. I don't know what Dylan's going to do with himself after this.
I don't think I've ever seen this level of concern out of a period.
This just doesn't make any sense. The police this station is like, theater?
This is like earth-shattering to him, I think.
It blew my fucking mind.
Clearly. Dylan, I mean, do we need to seek counseling for you? Is there like grief counseling that you need, or is there something we can do?
I don't know, guys. What if you just heard like a window open, and you just hear like a dull thud?
The goofy like, laugh from Disney.
I was expecting like a.
Dylan.
Well, I guess
you just hear my mom come in. Oh my god!
Well, I guess that concludes episode 2 of Jim's Barbecue. We'll see you for episode 3. Have a good night, everybody. So, Jim, that was a pretty good podcast, don't you think?
I think so. We got rid of one member already.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be so much easier with a 2-man booth, you know?
No doubt.
Yeah. Man,
are we still going? Are we going to end it at that?
Do you think we need to go down for the funeral or anything? Or
no, we'll just send a card. Flowers.
Send a card. Flowers? Yeah, I mean, do you want to spend that kind of money?
Maybe we can make a donation to his favorite charity.
What the fuck would his favorite charity be? Like El Salvadorian princes or something?
I was going to make a crack there, but I'll let it go. I don't want to edit it out.
Anyway, that won't happen. That just is really strange to me.
Clearly.
Not strange to you, dude. That is just... You're beside yourself.
It really was.
It used to be Nokia Theater, then it was Best Buy, now it's fucking PlayStation.
But, like, why PlayStation of all... Like, why not call it, like, the Sony Theater? That makes more sense to me.
Advertisement dollars, dude. You sound... That's you know what? You just had a Dave moment.
Oh, come on. That wasn't the worst. Come on. That wasn't a Dave moment.
That was a Dave moment.
How is that a Dave moment?
Because something like that would boggle Dave's mind also.
So Dylan, I mean, it was your birthday yesterday. So, I mean, what'd you do? I mean, I think I saw that maybe you went out with your dad for brunch or some such shit. And
yeah, my dad and I are supposed to go out on
Sunday, right?
On Sunday, but one, we weren't sure because we were supposed to be hit with a hurricane that turned out not to happen.
Right.
And then Thursday, he's like, well, I don't think we're going to get hit, but I really fucked up my back somehow. So I was like, okay. He goes, I'll let you know how I feel. So I basically, you know, convinced him. Like I said, why don't you just not worry about it? Just, you know, rest and we'll go out later on in the month. He's like, all right. So he texts me and he's like, you know, happy birthday. He goes, are you home? I said, yeah. He goes, all right, well, I'm gonna stop by because I need to, like, pick up my mail and some other shit. I'll take you out for lunch. I said, all right, sounds good. So we went out for brunch, had a brew with brunch.
Wait a minute. Was it lunch or brunch? Because you
it was
said
brunch.
Lunch
it was
or brunch.
Brunch.
Sorry. Okay, brunch. Just making sure.
Because I had breakfast.
We want to be accurate here on the Jim's Barbecue podcast.
Yeah, I had some Eggs Benedict. Very good.
Oh, nice.
I love Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, you like the good hollandaise sauce?
Yeah, Jim, you don't like hollandaise sauce, right?
No, not at all.
Huh.
Oh, that stuff's delicious.
Yeah, I like a good
so
hollandaise.
So good. I like put a little hot sauce on mine, but I didn't.
So, I mean, it sounds like you had quite a bit of a eventful day.
Yeah, and then I came back and I had 2 Dogfish 120-minute IPAs, which I was very, very impressed with.
I saw that. One was aged, right? Like,
yeah, one was like a year and a few months, and the other one was from July. So
nice.
I figured I'll wait, and I like the fresher one better, to be honest.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was a little more the year was a little harsher, I felt. Like it was good, but it was a little harsh.
It'll get a little boozy on you. I've had a year old one. I actually have a 3-year-old in my basement.
Ooh.
A 3-year-old beer, I should
say. Oh, I was gonna say, what do you got, a pit?
Mike's got a trafficking ring. I got a 3-year-old in the basement.
it's a El Salvadorian trafficking ring.
Oh. So I had 2 of those, and my mom made an excellent linguine and clam sauce, which I had some more of tonight. Actually, had cheesecake, a marble cheesecake.
Nice.
Got this wonderful iPad that I'm using to record on, and I decided that, you know, with dinner or with dessert, I needed to have something like another beverage, something a little bit darker. And I happen to have an equally as strong Imperial Stout from Fregley's Brew Works. Shout outs to Mike McCutcheon, one of our friends, for bringing that for me.
Sweet.
And that was really good.
And then you had a Coors Light to top off the night.
Well, I had a High Five, and then I had Coors Light at the end of the night. And and in between that, though, I went outside and enjoyed my stout with a nice stogie.
Very nice.
Is a High Five kind of like an 8-ball, or is that gang?
No, it's just another beer. And I watched Boogie Nights, which is a great movie.
But you also danced with your mom and your grandma, right?
That was kind of funny. I may have embellished that a little bit, but like, we were just sitting down cleaning up from dinner, and Ain't No Mountain High Enough came on the radio. And for whatever reason, we all just kind of stopped doing what we were doing and just all started kind of lightly dancing around. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cute. Even my grandmother, who by her own admittance has two left feet.
That's great. It sounds like you had a great birthday.
Yeah, well, no, it was really nice. And I'm looking forward to spending my, you know, a little more birthday time with my friends this weekend.
I was going to say, that sounds like you're going to have like a nice birthday weekend upstate a little bit, huh?
Yeah, party down.
Yeah.
If you survive it, evidently.
If I survive.
Yeah, they want to kill you for some reason. You were going to
kill me for some reason.
You have a death theme. They want to kill you. You were going to jump out the window because of the,
because of the PlayStation theater.
I mean, you got all kind of things going on. But.
Well, I want to see if anybody... No, nobody responded to it in my group chat. Because everyone's probably like, yeah, Dylan, we know this. And it's not that big a deal.
So nice. This one's titled The One Where Dylan Dies.
The One Where Dylan Dies.
Yeah, they all need some kind of Dylan in the title.
I think so. I think that could be our thing.
The running gag.
You just call it O'Dylan, then.
Well, no.
We like Jim's Barbecue.
I think we like Jim's Barbecue.
We do like Jim's Barbecue.
Yeah.
My sauce is the best.
Yeah. We should ask the guy at FYE about your sauce.
I guess. I should go back and hang out with him this weekend.
You want to be on my podcast?
I think you totally should. I think if you can get them, if they know what Skype is, because, I mean, they do work at FYE,
yeah,
we can have them Skype in and be a guest on our podcast. Because I think that's one of the things that we can...
We need to get some celebrity guests.
We can encourage is we are definitely open to having guests on this podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think we're definitely going to put it out there to some of our friends.
Oh, absolutely we will. We definitely already have some lined up that will provide some great content and hilarity for us, I'm sure.
And if you actually even download this and would like to just be on and tell us how you even found it to download it and, sorry you wasted your hour.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be some... That could be inviting some weird fucking people on the show.
Who knows? You know, be interesting to see who the first person would be to say, hey, I listened to it. What are you guys recording? But
A piece of shit this podcast is. Oh. You guys talked about beer. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Nobody should drink beer. God told me not to drink beer. All right, goodbye, Adrian.
Wow, Adrian. I just named Adrian.
I just pulled out a name.
Adrian.
That is
the name to pick out. Wow.
It's also
Adrian. Do you still live
with
your mom? What? It's okay. I still do too, but I have a room. You live in the basement.
Why does he sound like the Penguin from Batman too?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, I live with my mom.
Mike sounds more like the Joker.
That's my Joker, I guess.
That could be one episode if we were calling.
That was just kind of that was that
be?
Sounded more like the
hyena,
the Mad Hatter.
I'm sorry, I don't think I have a Joker.
Hey, I don't think you do too.
Fun fact about Dylan's birthday: do you also know who else shares a birthday on Dylan's birthday?
Who's that?
Mario Lemieux.
Oh yeah, he turned 50 yesterday.
Yep.
So I'm half as young as Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, and you also want to know a real fun fact about yesterday that shares the same date as Dylan. This will blow Dylan's mind if you think the other one did. Yesterday was the date that Daryl moved to the States.
Oh no!
You know, since you're his bag boy and carry his bag,
Grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we can have Daryl on at some point. That could be an interesting...
be a three-hour-long podcast. There's going to be so much spacing in between sentences.
Dylan will just sit quiet and listen and be like, what the hell do you guys talk to Daryl about?
Jim is going to get very good at editing, I think.
What's funny, the reason I said that is because... when I went out to California, when we seen the 300th Smodcast, when Daryl and I went or whatever, I get back and Dylan's like, how was everything? And, you know, did you have a good time? I was like, yeah, we had a blast. The show was great. Mosier was, like, just on fire. You know, it was all him all the time. And he's like, so I got to ask. And I'm like, what? It's like, he goes, what do you talk to Daryl about? And I'm like, I don't know, stuff, I guess. And he's like, no, really, like, what do you guys talk about, man? And I'm like, I don't know, we make fun of each other a lot and just random bullshit. I said, just like we do. And, like, again, Dylan's head just exploded.
Well, I don't know, but it's just, I mean, after this year, I saw a very animated side of our friend Daryl, but I had to pick Daryl up from the airport one time, and I was like almost struggling to have conversation with him. And I'm just like, oh, I can't imagine Jim spending so much time with this guy like in LA. I'm like,
are you intimidated or what? What
no, I'm not intimidated at all. I think it's just the way Daryl talks, very spaced out, if you will. Huh. Not like he's like, you know, spaced out, but like he just has a lot of pauses in his sentences. It's kind of funny. Which he
worse than me?
Oh, 1,000 times.
Oh, okay.
Daryl's also a lot of matter of fact when he talks too, I guess, kind of maybe. But yeah, we'll have him on. And
you know, he's got that old royal air to him.
Yeah, we'll have him on and let the one viewer from Wisconsin decide.
Yeah. Oh, our big audience in Wisconsin and Sheboygan and
Sheboygan. I love that name.
I thought it was Point Place, Wisconsin.
What's that?
I thought it was from Point Place, Wisconsin.
I just remembered another city in Wisconsin, so I had to use it.
All right, I got you.
Yeah, not to mention the huge population of San Salvador that listens to us.
Yeah, my dad's listening in, even though he lives in lives in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you guys want to know something mind-blowing. There's a Jim's Barbecue on every
PlayStation
corner.
Theater.
Yeah, more than that. There's a Jim's Barbecue on every corner in El Salvador. It's like the El Salvador version of Starbucks.
Wait, are we going to have an issue when we go there on tour?
I don't think so. They'll make us pay for everything.
Oh, okay. What are you laughing at, Dylan?
I'm just laughing at you guys.
Are you high?
What?
What? Dude, I'm totally
why would you say such a ridiculous thing? Because
you're laughing for no reason.
Because it was funny.
Oh.
We entertained him.
Apparently this is the Zero Humor podcast now. Oh, you thought that was funny. Am I just getting really defensive?
And we've lost Jim.
Oh.
That laugh.
See?
It just sounds like something came at you, Jim.
Oh, now that's after we stop recording.
Maybe sometimes your laugh just sounds like you're high.
No, it totally. It does. I have been told that before.
I personally like the what?
Yeah. Never, ever change the name of your theater without Dylan knowing about it.
We should change the name of the pod
There'll be fucking
next week.
Hell to pay.
PlayStation Theater.
Yeah, let's change the name of the pod to the PlayStation Pod for next week.
But, all right, so
I can't believe I gotta go to a place called the PlayStation Theater. That sounds like a place, like a temporary venue they'd set up at like E3. But no, it's a real fucking place in New York.
Anything's possible in New York. You should know that,
guys. You know what? I'm pissed.
Can you take a picture of it while you're there?
Yeah, I'll post it on the website.
You know what the problem is? Is like they'll sell the naming rights to it like 5 days later, and it'll be something else.
Yeah, dude, it's like a $2 whore, man. Everybody's got their hands in it.
It's gonna be the Eclipse.
Actually, you'll walk in, it'll be the PlayStation Theater. When you walk out, the facade will have already changed to something else.
It'll be like the Eclipse Gum Theater.
There you go.
Come back like a month later. Oh, Burt's Beeswax.
Exactly.
Bought it. I'm literally just looking at shit on my desk.
Wow. What are you, in Usual Suspects?
You've yeah,
probably never
much.
Seen
you know,
that movie.
You know
either.
What I? No, I have seen it. It's a great movie. You know what I still have on my desk, Jim? That bottle of Marvel goo that you got for me.
Oh, the Spider-Man goo.
I still haven't opened it.
I hope not.
What? I don't even know what this is. Like, what do you do with this?
I think you can eat it.
I'm not eating this.
Ooh, that could be a fun thing for the podcast. You should eat it and tell about your experiences.
It says, warning, choking hazard, small parts, not for children under 3 years old. So I might need some supervision with this.
Yeah,
it's call not for your mom.
That, it's not for that 3-year-old you have in your basement, Grandel.
This was made in China. I don't know if I want to eat it. I seriously don't know what. I don't think you play with it. I think you just take something out of it. You play with the goo.
Yeah.
All right. I think we'll do that. We'll do that in like maybe the next episode. I'll open this up and we'll see what's in it.
All right. We'll put that on the. The future topics list.
There we go. Mike's the organizer.
And it's going to go under Dylan's goo.
Dylan's goo.
So did we, do we have any type of sign off yet or?
I don't know. We haven't really discussed that, have we?
We briefly did, but
What did we say last time? I thought it was something good.
I don't know. Something about franchising opportunities or something.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was just like, and thanks for listening to another episode of Jim's Barbecue. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we could do that. You guys,
thanks for getting smoked by Dylan. We'll see you next time.
You know what that reminds me of, Jim? The Hamilton smoke.
Nice.
We should just come up with ones that just fucking
should we get them. Him on the, no, we shouldn't get him on here.
That'd be funny though.
Oh, it could be funny.
On the Hamilton smoke.
The Seymour Shuffle.
That's who we need on here for just 20
minutes. That's what I was saying.
Thanks for coming where Dylan pulled your pork at Jim.
Is that just going to be an innuendo? I do. That is pretty funny. Pulled your pork.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be something like, thanks for coming to Jim's Barbecue where you always can get your pork pulled.
I like that one.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
All right.
we could come up with like a new one like every...
Yeah, that would
be funny.
We
really should.
Kind of some kind of rotating thing and maybe recycle some of them here and there.
Yeah.
Get your pork pulled.
All right. Well, you guys ready to wrap it up then?
Yeah, I'm ready to wrap it up.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod. You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
All right, well, thanks, everybody, coming to Jim's Barbecue, where you can always get your pork pulled. This is Jim signing off.
Dylan.
I still think Dylan is high. And
I'm
Mike.
Not, or whatever.
All right, have a good
high
one,
on
guys.
Life.
Till next time.